Hello everyone, welcome to Italian Pod.
Ciao, io sono Marco.
And I'm Catherine.
Oggi we have an elementary lesson.
That's right, today's elementary, it is called Ruined Coffee.
Ruined coffee.
We have a couple of things to point out for you before we go into this. We're gonna treat a little bit of past tense in this lesson, so don't be scared. We're actually going to be talking about an episode that has happened already, a thing that has happened in the past. But the first phrase is puzza, che puzza, so something stinks in this lesson, and it has to do with the mocha.
Yeah, everything starts with che puzza. A mysterious stench, and then la mocha. What is la mocha? You know, right?
It's a little espresso maker machine thingamabob. So you're going to figure out all about that later on in the lesson. But for now, something stinks. We don't know what it is, and we want you to find out. So listen up three times.
Dialogue. First time.
Ma che puzza!
Io ho fatto la doccia stamattina.
No, stupido.
È il caffè!
Mamma mia, non ho messo l'acqua nella moca.
Muoviti, spegni il gas.
Accidenti, che disastro.
Dialogue, second time.
Ma che puzza!
Io ho fatto la doccia stamattina.
No, stupido.
Il caffè!
Mamma mia, non ho messo l'acqua nella moca!
Muoviti, spegni il gas!
Accidenti, che disastro!
Dialogue, third time.
Ma che puzza!
Io ho fatto la doccia stamattina.
No, stupido!
È il caffè!
Mamma mia! Non ho messo l'acqua nella moca!
Muoviti! Spegni il gas!
Accidenti! Che disastro!
Okay, we are back now. We've heard that three times. All right, yeah, something's not going right with this. This is not a happy morning breakfast situation. But let's hear a little bit about where we think we are. We're in an apartment, yeah? In a house, maybe.
Yes, I think we are waking up, as you said. We are having breakfast.
And what's something that Italians do every morning for breakfast ritually? They drink?
Il caffè.
Coffee, espresso. That would mean for Americans, espresso coffee. But for Italians, caffè is caffè. It's
caffè.
An espresso coffee.
I know, you can also have a cappuccino, caffè latte. But yeah, caffè. So you put up the mocha on the stove and, you know...
The mocha is a machine that you put on the stove. It's a stovetop espresso maker that you just fill with water and it's, you know, bada bing, bada boom, done.
It's more than that. But we'll talk about that later. Let's go through this line by line now.
Good idea.
Ma che puzza!
But what a stench!
Ma che puzza!
Whoa, what a stench!
Ma che puzza! Io ho fatto la doccia stamattina.
I took a shower this morning.
Io ho fatto la doccia stamattina.
I took a shower this morning.
Io ho fatto la doccia stamattina. No, stupido. È il caffè.
No, stupid. It's the coffee.
No, stupido. È il caffè.
Oh, no, stupid. It's the coffee.
No, stupido. È il caffè. Mamma mia, non ho messo l'acqua nella mocca.
Mother of mine, I didn't put the water in the espresso maker.
Mamma mia, non ho messo l'acqua nella mocca.
Oh gosh, I didn't put the water in the espresso maker.
Mamma mia, non ho messo l'acqua nella mocca. Muoviti, spegni il gas.
Move it, turn off the gas.
Muoviti, spegni il gas.
Come on, move it, turn off the gas.
Muoviti, spegni il gas. Accidenti, che disastro.
Darn it, what a disaster.
Accidenti. Che disastro!
Shoot! What a disaster!
Accidenti! Che disastro!
And it really is a disaster because we've got explosions and things going off in this poor little apartment.
I think she dies in the end.
Oh god, that's a little bit morbid. Jeez. So we've gone through this now and translated it, and we've got some fun stuff in here, very useful things. The first of which is this guy who's responding to his girlfriend or wife. She's saying, "What a stench! What stinks!" And he's like,
"Io." Ho fatto la doccia stamattina.
Io ho fatto. So in English we'd say I had a shower, I have a shower. In Italian we say to make a shower. So io ho fatto, I made a shower, I had a shower this morning. So that comes from the verb fare, to make. So io ho fatto la doccia stamattina.
Yes, io ho fatto la doccia stamattina.
So that could be used for men and women. So I could say that, you know, non ho fatto la doccia stamattina. I like to take my showers at night. And the next part is ho messo. She says, no, idiot, no, stupid. It's the coffee. The coffee is the thing that stinks. And he's like, oh, I think I know what happened. What is that?
Non ho messo l'acqua nella mocca.
All right. And the key word here?
Ho messo.
Okay. Mettere, which is the dictionary form of that. So we're talking about the past. So he's like, just now, oh, shoot, non ho messo. I didn't put what?
L'acqua. L'acqua.
All right, so that's a key thing. He non ho messo l'acqua nella moca. I didn't actually put the water in the espresso maker, so it's just burning coffee.
Yes, and that's why the stench. Maybe it's better to explain a little bit how this moca works, right? You know, like in the bottom part of this machine, you need to put the water. Then on the filter is the coffee. Then when the water boils, the coffee goes up and you have the cafe.
So but if you don't put the water
in. If you don't put the aqua, then it's just burn and melt everything. Ah, it's a disaster.
And it smells horrible. It's worse than burnt popcorn, in my opinion. And that is bad. All right. So this reeks. This guy is like kind of dense. He doesn't really get what's going on. He's like, but oh, shoot. Mamma mia. Oh, shoot, I didn't put the water in the mocha, being the coffee maker.
Non ho messo l'acqua nella mocha.
And she's like, move it, come on, get on it. What does she say? She says,
muoviti.
Turn off the gas.
Spegni il gas.
So in Italian, the word for gas on the stove is the same as the word in English. So il gas.
Il gas.
Gas. All right, and then finally he's like, oh, shoot. Oh, gosh, darn it.
Accidenti.
Accidenti. Which is very common to hear this when people are upset about something. They're like, accidenti. What a mess. What a disaster.
Accidenti is sort of a bit like polite form of...
what could be swear words.
Yeah, like, exactly. Mm-hmm. Accidenti.
Like, darn it, shoot.
If there is an explosion in my house or something like that, I wouldn't say accidenti, but still, it's okay.
That's because you're impolite.
Yes.
No. Che disastro. So what a mess. What a disaster.
Disastro.
All right. So we've gone through this now, and we've picked apart some of the little bits and pieces of it. And I think it's a really important dialogue because you've got these people talking about something that just happened. Non ho messo. I didn't put the water in, okay? Or this first... Ho fatto la doccia. Io ho fatto la doccia. So I made a shower. I had a shower this morning. So they're talking about the past, the recent past. And now that we've talked about this, I think we should go back, listen to the dialogue. How many more times?
3 more times. And after that, I have a story to tell you.
Ooh,
you.
I like stories.
Not you. Hey. You who are listening to us. Dialogue. First time.
Ma... Che puzza!
Io ho fatto la doccia stamattina.
No, stupido! È il caffè!
Mamma mia! Non ho messo l'acqua nella moca!
Muoviti! Spegni il gas!
Accidenti! Che disastro!
Dialogue, second time.
Ma che puzza!
Io... Ho fatto la doccia stamattina.
No, stupido. È il caffè!
Mamma mia, non ho messo l'acqua nella moca.
Muoviti, spegni il gas.
Accidenti, che disastro.
Dialogue, third time.
Ma che puzza.
Io ho fatto la doccia stamattina.
No, stupido. È il caffè!
Mamma mia, non ho messo l'acqua nella moca.
Muoviti, spegni il gas.
Accidenti, che disastro.
All right, now we've heard that a total of 6 times, that dialogue, and we've talked about the grammar elements in that and some of the high-frequency phrases, but I'm curious what this story is.
No, because I wanted to tell everybody, this dialogue is based on a true story.
No,
it's based on a million.
Me
it's based on a million true stories.
Ah, but actually, so that's a way to save yourself the embarrassment of talking about how it was your personal true story.
No, I did this, but the awful thing is like, I bought a mocha for a friend of mine. I was going abroad and said, like, this is a nice present from Italy, coffee machine from Italy. And then I did the, like, one day I woke up at like 6 a.m. very early, so I was a bit like, I did the coffee, but non ho messo l'acqua.
And I bet you it smelled like roses and candy and all good things.
I had to go out anyway, so I was like, all right, just, I don't know, but...
So did you pretend that you weren't the one who did it?
I never came back. But, you know, like, she was Japanese, so she might have thought, like, maybe this is the way that Italian coffee is supposed to be.
Oh, you didn't even leave a note. You didn't even say, like, by the way, sorry, I burned the heck out of your coffee maker.
It was 6 a.m., come on.
All right, well.
It was like 12 when I realized it.
I'm sure she's out there listening to this and, like, something's clicking in her brain. Oh, I've been drinking bad coffee for 5 years. What a jerk.
I'm sorry.
So we've got this kind of true-to-life story. This is a very common situation, I think. You're just not thinking about it. You just don't put the water in there. And what's a very Italian phrase to say, oh, no, like, oh, shoot.
Accidenti, or, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, mother of mine, mamma mia. This is so hackneyed, I think. It's overused, but definitely something people say all the time in Italian, and I love it for that, because it's just all color, you know?
Mamma mia.
Mamma mia. So, what horrible weather we have today. Mamma mia.
Mamma mia, che brutto tempo. Mamma mia.
Okay, mamma mia.
Here we go again.
Okay, and that's why I say it's hackneyed, because it has just been overdone by ABBA.
Yes.
Anyway, the takeaway from today's lesson is that Italians love coffee, and just like everyone else, they sometimes screw up making it. And now you've got the tools to express the frustration that you get when you've screwed something up, and also talking about the past. So we hope you've enjoyed today's lesson. If you have questions or if you have comments, please leave them on our website, italianpod.com.
Or write us an email at italianpod@praxislanguage.com.
And that's about it for today. So, ciao a tutti!
Ciao!